Elizabeth Bennet had been obliged by the scarcity of gentlemen to sit down for two dances, and during part of that time, Mr. Darcy had been standing near enough for her to hear a conversation between him and Mr. Bingley, who came from the dance for a few minutes to press his friend to join in.
"Come, Darcy," said he, "I must have you dance. I hate to see you standing about by yourself in this stupid manner. You'd much better dance."
"I certainly shall not. You know how I detest it unless I'm particularly acquainted with my partner. At such an assembly as this, it would be insupportable. Your sisters are engaged, and there's not another woman in the room whom it would not be a punishment for me to stand up with."
"I would not be so fastidious as you are," cried Mr. Bingley. "For a kingdom! Upon my honor, I've never met with so many pleasant girls in my life as I have this evening, and there are several of them, you see, uncommonly pretty."
"You have been dancing with the only handsome girl in the room," said Mr. Darcy, looking at the eldest Miss Bennet.
"Oh, she is the most beautiful creature I've ever beheld. But there is one of her sisters sitting down just behind you, which is very pretty, and I dare say very agreeable. Do let me ask my partner to introduce you."
"Which do you mean?"
And turning around, he looked for a moment at Elizabeth, till, catching her eye, he withdrew his own and coldly said, "She's tolerable, but not handsome enough to tempt me. I am in no humor at present to give consequence to the young ladies who are slighted by other men. You'd better return to your partner and enjoy her smiles, for you are wasting your time with me."
Mr. Bingley followed his advice. Mr. Darcy walked off, and Elizabeth remained with no very cordial feelings toward him. She told the story, however, with great spirit among her friends, for she had a lively, playful disposition which delighted in anything ridiculous. The evening altogether passed off pleasantly to the whole family.